Audible Inc. presents The Bombardier Story, Planes, Trains, and Snowmobiles. Written by Larry McDonald, narrated by David Gutchin.
Preface. While gathering information for this book, I was frequently reminded of the parable of the elephant and the six blind men. One blind man felt the trunk and declared it was like a snake. A second felt the tail and said it was like a piece of rope. A third felt the leg and thought it was like a tree trunk. A fourth felt the side and argued it was like a wall. A fifth felt the ear and proclaimed it was like a fan. A sixth felt the tusk and pronounced it was like a spear. Bombardier Incorporated is certainly of a size to suggest an elephant. Just consider the range of its products. In North America, for example, there are the rail transportation products, which include the Acela high-speed train and thousands of subway cars in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, New York City, and several other metropolitan areas around the world. Then there are the aerospace products, which include Canadair Regional Jet, Dash 8 Turboprop, and the Global Express Business Jet. Until 2003, there were the recreational products, which include the Ski-Doo snowmobile, Sea-Doo personal watercraft, and Traxter all-terrain vehicle. Not surprisingly, a variety of reports emanate from the field. Some staff at Bombardier, for example, confirm the existence of Bombardier's legendary family environment. They feel the company will take care of them, if they take care of it. But others speak of a sink-or-swim environment arising from the dictates of rapid growth in their areas. Outside the company, there is a diversity of viewpoints as well. Constantly in the headlines, Bombardier invariably attracts favorable and unfavorable commentary. Supporters think it is a company for the 21st century. Detractors think otherwise. In this book, I've attempted to provide a fair representation of the different viewpoints, and I wanted to do so without creating a compendium of coffee break tidbits or blood on the boardroom floor scenes. I believe the story of Bombardier deserves a more elevated treatment because of its accomplishments and spin-off benefits in the socioeconomic realm. Even the critics admit the stellar track record. Their contention is with other matters. This book is both a corporate history and business case study. The corporate history portion provides a sequence of events that lays out the rise of Bombardier from its birth to the present, explaining how the company emerged as a commercial success. The business case study, interwoven into the corporate history, offers lessons and insights into the Bombardier formula.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?